God, Supreme Being, Creator, Elohim, revealed in the Bible. Who is God? He is our Heavenly Father. The Father is the mind and will of the Godhead. He is Spirit. The Word is Spirit. God is life. The Word is life. Jesus is the incarnate Word. Jesus is life. Jesus is God. It is interesting that humans have attempted to know God, or at least to define God, since recorded history. There's an undeniable tendency in humans to believe in God. Atheism is a learned or forced aberration. The thing which causes the most problem for people when thinking about God is, why doesn't he just show himself? If he did, it would eliminate all the confusion and doubt. The answer to this question, as with other similar questions, is found in the Bible. God is a spirit as opposed to flesh. So it is not possible for us to interact with him in physical terms. John 4:24. He also requires us to interact with him through faith. Hebrews 11:6. Most importantly, he did show himself in Jesus Christ. John 1:14. He is at Elohim, the Trinity. He is Yahweh. He is Lord. He is Yeshua. He is Jesus. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and end. He is first and last. He rules. He reigns. He judges. He is good. He is merciful. He is love. We're not all children of God. When sin entered the world, it changed the nature of mankind into a sin nature. We became children of Satan. This is why Jesus said we must be born again. We have to be born of the Spirit of God in order to see and enter the kingdom of God, in order to become God's children. The good news, the gospel, is that we can become God's children through faith in Christ Jesus. Don't let a person in your life believe that they are a child of God without receiving Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. This is a lie from Satan. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He is the express image of God. Any person who rejects Christ rejects God, because they are one and the same being.